Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Lindsey Buckingham bringing us back. That's an amazing performance. If you ever get a chance to see him sing that song, Big Love, and perform on the guitar. That's just one guy, one man, one guitar. Pretty amazing. I'm glad you're here. 23 after the hour, I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Stephen Kuhl is our guest, our good friend, and one of the leaders over at Western Union Business Solutions. He's responsible for financial institutions and strategic partnerships there. And he and I have been working together over the years on a lot of different things. Stephen, thanks again for being here. We were talking about the challenges that community banks have with the new technology meeting the requirements of the marketplace, especially the new younger generations who are more likely to be connected to the technological approach to banking and not so much the face-to-face. So they've got a lot of work to do. And you guys are, that's one of the things you guys are trying to help them with at Western Union, isn't it?
It is. You know, we feel like, Jim, we kind of bring hopefully some of the raw ingredients that actually healthy partners provide. We're a non-bank partner, so community banks, especially and rightfully so, kind of view us as a very attractive complement in a way that we can accelerate bringing about international services to their constituents very, very quickly. Usually in a matter of a week or two, we can have them set up so that they can compete more effectively, not only against the fintech out there, but their larger brethren, the big.
Right.
Tier one global players.
Right, absolutely. Let's shift over and talk a little bit about the U.S. dollar. I know that's on your mind right now. The U.S. dollar, one of the great possessions that America has is our dollar, our currency. And it's, in my opinion, it's the strongest, it's the most powerful lever that our government has, more powerful than an aircraft carrier or a fleet of jets or any other tool. The U.S. dollar reigns supreme around the world right now, and it's becoming even more so today. It's a safe harbor currency more than ever before right now. What do you think?
Yeah, undoubtedly, Jim. I mean, if you look at the U.S. dollar in the context of the global currency market, and I think one of the things, the attributes that perhaps will be eye-opening for your viewers here is that the currency markets are overwhelmingly the most dominant asset class worldwide. They are by far and away the most liquid. There's over $6 trillion by most indicators traded globally.
Wow.
In the currency markets. And within the currency markets, the U.S. dollar is king. There's not even a distant second, in comparison to the U.S. dollar and how dominant it is with respect to trading volume. Over 80%, 8 out of 10 trades in the global currency market involve the U.S. dollar, Jim, on one side of the equation or the other. That's the buy side, sell side. And to look at it from a global perspective, there's actually more U.S. dollars in circulation outside the United States, about $600 billion by most estimates.
Right.
That's about 65% of the total, so about two-thirds actually are in liquid circulation outside the U.S.
And when you consider Steve, what you're just reporting, when you consider the fact that that a whole lot of the economies around the globe are not doing all that great right now, the U.S. economy is just amazing. We got an amazing small business confidence and jobs report in the last week. When you look at all that, the U.S. dollar is undergirding our economy. Is part of the foundation of our economy, not only our own performance locally in the country, but globally. It's helping to undergird us, and I think it's for fending any kind of an economic downturn here. What do you think?
Yeah, Jim, when it comes to underpinning not only the U.S. economy globally. We know that that trust, confidence as a store of value that the U.S. dollar, you know, represents in such a deep, deep, profound way, to the point that many other economies, for all practical purposes or even formally, have adopted the U.S. dollar as their
default formal currency. Oh, yeah, it's in their treasury. So what does this do to international – what does the strength of the U.S. dollar do to international transactions for U.S. companies? What does it do? How does it – has it increased the likelihood of that?
There's several kind of economic spillover effects, financial spillover effects. One certainly is, I would contend, is more stable, lower real interest rates. You know, the U.S. dollar provides that global confidence-boosting predictability store of value, and that lends itself, to lower interest rates worldwide, Jim. And I think that the second is what I'll call lower friction and transaction costs to move capital around the world. And, of course, as I cited earlier, the currency markets are by far and away the most dominant asset class.
Right.
You know, if you look at the stock markets collectively in aggregate, they don't even come close. You know, the currency markets are magnitudes higher. So within that, the U.S. dollar providing by far and away the lion's share of liquidity. What that really means is that, hey, I can, whether it's for speculative purposes, investment purposes, transaction purposes, et cetera, I can move money
A lot less expensively. Hey, Stephen, good job today. Come back soon.
Look forward, Jim.
Stephen
Kuhl,
ladies and gentlemen. WesternUnion.com.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.